Hello and welcome to the Manifesting Treatment Meditation. I am so excited to welcome you to this very magical experience. And I'm Kate, and if you are new to working with me, I've been a metaphysical teacher for over 20 years, bringing Florence Scovel Shinn's teachings into the 21st century. And I do work with my angelic team that consists of angels, guides, teachers, and the spiritual essence of Florence and my dad, and he passed away back in 2005. Now, I am also an Amazon best-selling author 3 times. The first time was with Waiting in the Other Room, and then the Game of Life workbook, and this last time with that Game of Life manifesting playbook. And over the years, I've supported thousands of students to shift their energy to manifest what they want. Things like partners and spouses and more harmonious relationships, jobs, businesses, new homes, selling their home, new cars, money, and just happier lives in general. I just held the space and they did the work. And if you don't know who Florence is, she was a metaphysical teacher who wrote and self-published a book called The Game of Life and How to Play It, way back in 1925, when no publisher would touch her. She had to self-publish. And she was a divorced woman who taught her students to use the power within them to manifest miraculous experiences in a time when metaphysics was not mainstream. She taught during a time when the U.S. was going through the Great Depression and the world was at war. Yet her students manifested new homes, money, relationships, and better health. She held the safe space for her students to do this, and that's what I do too. And I'm sure that this isn't your first rodeo with the law of attraction and manifesting. And in my classes, I always begin a manifesting life improvement class with the truth statement that we are always manifesting, always. And we manifest from that most dominant energy in our subconscious. And if you're worrying about something, that means you're manifesting from worry energy. And guess what you manifest with worry energy? Yeah, more experiences of that awful worry energy. And oh my God. I remember when I learned that. Oh my God, I was horrified because, oh my gosh, why would I do that to myself, you know? But it made sense as to why I was so good at manifesting things that I didn't want, because I was best friends with worry and I became a rock star. I perfected manifesting more to be worried about. Drama, trauma, financial hiccups and relationship turmoil. Oh my God, I attracted bullies, and for goodness sakes, I was a narcissist magnet. It was as if I had "step on me, I like it" written on my forehead. Can you identify with any of that? And then I took a real nosedive into the fear pit when my daughter and I had to hide out from my ex-husband because he'd become a meth addict and I was afraid he was going to kill us. But it was during that time that I met a woman who went to her bookcase and she asked her angels, what could she give me that would help me? And The Game of Life and How to Play It fell right off that bookshelf and it hit the floor. And she loaned that to me. And I wondered, how was a book going to improve my life? But I read it anyway. I opened that little red book and I started reading it. And as I read what Florence had to say, and geez, now it's almost 100 years ago, I felt something I'd never felt before. Deep inside me, I felt my energy shift from fear to something else. And that something else was empowerment. hope, possibility, worthiness, all wrapped up with a bow, empowerment. And I felt from deep inside me that, oh my God, maybe I was good enough to be happy. Maybe I did fit into this life after all. Now, Florence talked about the square of life. Health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression, or our work. She talked about the divinity within and a happy square of life being our birthright, that all the desires of our heart are really ours by divine right, and we can experience them. And she taught about how we create the reality of our lives through us, through that energy within. And I look back at my life, and I could clearly see how the energy that I felt within me of worry, fear, anger, resentment, feelings of not being good enough or deserving, holding that pain of unforgiveness. I could see how those feelings of energy had created more and more experiences that I didn't like and I sure didn't want. But I manifested those, all those things, through my own energy. And I was horrified. But reading Florence's words that were written so long ago, they resonated with me. And I felt that energy shift from fear to love. And I learned that we can't be in the fear of worry and love energy at the same time. We're in one or the other, never both. So I began to embrace gratitude for the good things in my life, and the way was opened for experiences to manifest in my life that made me feel more gratitude. And then I learned to infuse people and situations in my life with love, and higher outcomes happened. And I infused my day and my life with love energy, and magical, miraculous things happened through the love energy. And that's what I teach in my classes. I hold that safe space for the students to shift out of fear energy to love energy. And I hold that belief, that safe space of belief, that whatever it was that they want to manifest is possible, because it is. Anything that brings your heart joy, that you want to experience, is possible for you. Anything. Nothing is too big. Nothing is too small. Someone in that free private Florence Facebook group asked me, what's ours by divine right mean and being limitless? And I explained it like this. Everything is energy. All that's mine by divine right is formless energy. And when we decide on something we want, our dominant energy molds that formless energy, manifesting what we want into reality. Formless is limitless, but it takes your energy to mold that formless energy into what you want to experience. Florence taught that our subconscious holds on to fear. Our conscious sees fear and wants something better, feeling in the heart that there is something better. And our superconscious knows that everything we want is already ours. And this is why Florence teaches us to bring our three levels of consciousness into alignment. When the subconscious overcomes the fear of this physical world, the way is open for all three to come into alignment, where miraculous, magical experiences happen. And that's what we're doing here tonight. shifting our energy from fear to love, opening the way for clarity of thought to mold formless energy into the form of what you want to be, do, or have. Florence spoke the word, anchoring the intention. And remember, everything is intention. And then she would hold that safe space to treat for her students, lifting their dominant energy out of fear to love, opening the way for her students to manifest what they wanted when there was no sign of it in sight. And we're going to do that. But first, I want you to know that no matter what you have or have not done in your life, no matter where you live, you deserve to be happy. Living your happy square of life is your birthright. Love is your essence. Love energy will set you free from the pain and suffering of this physical world. Okay, so I'm going to speak the word for our treatment, and then we'll create our safe, sacred space to connect with the love of the divinity within. And I'll begin creating that safe space with a technique that I learned from Deepak Chopra to help us quiet the mind and connect with that essence of love that we are. And during that technique, there's going to be four questions, so you don't have to answer them, because life's just going to move you into those answers. And when I create our safe space, I will call you in by your location. So listen for your state or country. Infinite Spirit, I release the need to hold on to beliefs and thought patterns of the past that do not serve me. This release sets me free. I firmly believe that I am worthy, deserving, and good enough to manifest and live the life that makes me happy. I accept that I have the power to manifest what I wish to be, do, and have. All that my heart dreams of, I am now free to manifest what I want. I am deserving. I am good enough. This belief is safe and true. So I'm just going to start our music. And we're going to begin by quieting our minds. So just take a really deep breath. And with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes. And just focus your attention on your heart. With another really deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And allow your breath to wrap you in that beautiful cloak of gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply just allow yourself to be aware of your physical body. hands in your lap and feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And just take another really deep breath. And in this moment, we come together as one with singular intention to shift into our heart space where all things are possible. And we create our sacred space. The angels and beings of love and light join us. They join us now to create our safe space. That safe, sacred space. The angels and I form a circle. And Archangel Michael joins us to escort you into this circle. If you're in Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, California, or Connecticut, please take the hand of Archangel Michael as he escorts you to our circle, where you join by taking the hand of an angel. If you're in Florida, Georgia, Illinois, please just take the hand of Archangel Michael as he brings you to our circle, and take the hand of an angel. If you're in Maryland, Michigan, or Missouri, please just take that hand of Archangel Michael as he escorts you to our circle, where you take the hand of an angel to join us. If you're in New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, please take Archangel Michael's hand as he leads you to our circle, where you join by taking the hand. If you're in Rhode Island, Washington, Wisconsin, or Ireland, please take Archangel Michael's hand as he escorts you to our circle, where you join by taking the hand of an angel. And if you're in a location I did not call out, please take Archangel Michael's hand as he leads you over to take the hand of an angel and complete our circle. We are here in this safe space, having come together with singular intention to release the need to hold on to fears of this physical world, the chaos, the overwhelm, the stress. We're willing to let all this go and reconnect with the love that is our essence. And with a deep breath, we breathe in love. And we exhale out all the tension, flushing away less than love energy. And with a deep intention through my heart, I send love to you through my right hand to your left. And the love flows up your left arm to your heart, filling your heart with love, merging with the love of the divinity within. And you shift from your head space to your heart space. Breathe it in and feel being the love. Feel it expand your heart. And the love flows from your heart to your hand, round and round our circle. The love flows and grows, and your hands begin to glow with the divine white light of love. Your heart glows through your chest with the divine white light of love. Now place into the center of this circle the things you wish to heal. Resentment, anger, betrayal, feelings of fear, all that you hold in unforgiveness. And as you do that, say with conviction, I'm willing to release these feelings and be free. And from above, a brilliant white light comes down to flood the center of our circle, transforming the pain we've placed there to love, love of the highest order. And now place into the center of the circle the areas of your life that you wish to improve. The people, the relationships, the experiences. And that brilliant light raises the vibration of these areas of your life that you wish to improve. Better health, magnificent financial flow, harmonious loving relationships, work that makes your heart sing joy, and everything in between. The light is so bright as it works. And now it begins to fade. And in its place is a beautiful heart of pure love. And with another deep breath, breathe in that beautiful breath of God, the nourishment that feeds your body and brings clarity of thought, opening the way to live your fulfilled square of life as one with the divinity within. And from this safe space, as one, shift your focus to what you wish to manifest. What do you want? What do you want your finances to look like? What do you want your health to look like? What do you want your love to feel like? What do you want your perfect self-expression to feel like? What do you want all those desires of your heart to feel like? Just allow your mind's eye to see. Allow yourself to feel the feels of what you want to experience, knowing that anything is possible. The light to illuminate your path, to chase away the darkness, so you can dream and dream big, knowing that anything you want is already yours at a higher plane of existence. And now it's time to mold that formless energy
into your reality. To this energy of empowerment, fully in sync with your superconscious higher self, as one with the divinity within. And we claim what is our birthright under grace. And with singular intention, we mold formless energy into the loving experiences that are our birthright. Under grace, our desires manifest as our reality in miraculous ways. And we are grateful. Breathe in the light. You're plugged into the energy of the highest order. Allow yourself to feel this energy of creation, of possibility, the possibility of all things great and small. You now your life experience without. We firmly anchor and claim your manifesting power. The power to manifest all that makes your heart sing with joy. All that's yours by divine. Accept this power within you and breathe deeply of this knowing. Just take a deep breath, and on the exhale, your manifesting power, this brilliant light of grace, expands up, swirling to the heavens out the universe. This brilliant beacon of light fearlessly magnetizes to you the desires of your heart. And now take a really deep breath. Repeat after me, using the voice of the life force energy of creation. Infinite Spirit, I release the need to hold on to beliefs and thought patterns of the past that do not serve me. This release sets me free. I firmly believe that I am worthy, deserving, and good enough to manifest and live the life that makes me happy. I accept that I have the power to manifest what I wish to be. All that my heart dreams of. I am now free to manifest what I want. I am deserving. I am good enough. This belief is safe and true. Now just breathe in deeply of this truth, feeling the energy moving from within you to without, molding into form the desires of your heart. Or as one with the divinity within, empowered, free to manifest what your heart desires. And we ground into this energy and bring the power of manifesting what we want back with us. So just allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, down through the rocks, the soils, the clay, all the way down to that core healing light at her center. And those empowered roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you. Anchoring your power. Anchoring that divinity within you, that merge with that love that is your essence. And with a deep breath, just pull that healing energy of Mother Earth back up through the roots. Up through the water, through the soils, through the clay, through the rocks, all the way back up to your feet. Up your legs, to your heart, where it stops. Open your eyes, bringing back with you the beautiful love that is your essence, the connection, the spirit, the connection. connection to the divinity within, that connection to the universe that opens the way for you to mold that raw creation energy into form. From within to without, creating what you want. As I mentioned before, I created a chi ball of healing Reiki energy for each of you. So before you go to sleep tonight, all you have to do is say and call in the healing energy that Kate sent to me. And just let the magic happen as you drift off to sleep.